Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Monday, and welcome to the Candy Shop. I am your host at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today I'm super excited to welcome you guys back to the 5-year anniversary celebration we got popping off all August long right here in the Candy Shop. Now, it's where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you, and I'm super excited to welcome into the 16th installment of the Brown Skin Empire series a personal friend of mine. We went to ASU together, now from Alabama to New York. She's making big moves. Olivia Anthony is making her way into the Candy Shop as we talk about her new amazing streetwear, Lil Streetwear. It's available right now. We got so much to discuss. Now, of course, it's new Music Monday, so I'm blasting you guys with some of the hottest new music. I got a couple of throwbacks that we definitely got to get into. Of course, we're getting you ready for the 29th birthday celebration of your very own at Kenya TSC, as well as we celebrate the 5-year anniversary of the Candy Shop together. And of course, we got to talk about Charlotteville here in the Candy Shop. So tell a friend to log in, hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or listen to the show on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged in to all the fun. Now, of course, Today's show is dedicated to everybody who's sure of themselves, everybody who's positive, no one who's walking around with insecurities. But in just a matter of moments, we got to talk about Charlottesville, child. We got to talk about Charlottesville. It's only right. My favorite show just went off last night, and apparently it's becoming everybody's favorite show. This new record has been blessing me all week, and I hope it does the same for you. It's new music from Jasmine Sullivan featuring Bryson Tiller with Insecure, right here live in the Candy Shop. New Music Monday.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I'm needing a break to clear up the clutter, dang man, can I get a minute, cause I'm space man, you been in my head playing games man, give me way to control it, got me feeling like I can't breathe, I can't even hang with the homie, no reason not to trust me, I'm your lady, not a slave, you my nigga, not my master, I'll escape, thinking who can I run to, got me looking for a new dude. With a chill vibe, with a nice time, who can lay back, who don't pick fights, who ain't insecure. Yeah. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah. When I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. Been a long time, maybe home I've been away. Work got me in and out of state. Don't know what you're doing, wonder what you're doing. You got niggas in your face, I never let you go to waste. You're my treasure, baby, not my trash. Thirsties, about to make a nigga splash. Why I treat you like a trophy? Control freak, I tell you that's better than no free. Find someone better, you can go free. Stop tripping, girl, you know me, I'm your homie, don't cut it off. We done said it all and we done it all. I want it all for myself, sorry if I'm coming off insecure. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do. Wanting more. And why you can't get above my back. And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. Don't you know that trust is important? Ever heard of that? Is it foreign to you? Was a good time really boring to you? You'll be young and should night. Always trying to find you a bully, your lover. Are you my man or my big brother? Baby, something wrong with this bitches. You make it hard to understand. Would you help your lady, not a slave? You my nigga, not my master. I'll escape thinking who can I run to. Got me looking for a new dude. I'm a good girl, but you're reaching. About to make me give you reason to be insecure.
Why you gotta be so insecure?
Yeah. When I did all I could do, but you be wanting
but you more. And more.
And why you can't get above my back?
Yeah.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. No, I won't take that no more.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men. We just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
That was new music from Jasmine Sullivan featuring Bryson Tiller with Insecure, as today's show is definitely dedicated to everybody who's sure of themselves, who's proud of themselves. We're getting to these voices in my head super, super early in the show. But before we get into the voices in my head, I don't know how your weekend was. I've had a great weekend. It's absolutely amazing to be back in the candy shop. Shout out to each and every person who's taking the time to purchase the social media CEO shirts. You can do so by simply hitting me up on Facebook, Instagram, at KenyaCSC, Kenya Kardashian, wherever you see me on social media, hit me up. For you to get your shirt, I appreciate all my supporters for rocking with me. I just finished shipping out my first shipment. For sure, books will be available at my birthday gathering that I got popping off next week. So things are really good on my end, but maybe things are not that good for you. Well, in the candy shop, when things don't work out the way we want to, we believe in pausing for the cause and taking a moment and regaining our composure and reclaiming our time. We do so with what we call the waiting to exhale moment. It's a breathing technique that I use on a regular basis. I actually had to use it throughout this entire weekend as what was going on in Virginia was happening. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's very simple. It's very easy. I'll take care of the counting. Only thing you do is breathe. So for 4 seconds, you breathe in, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, in order for it to work and be effective, you must repeat these steps about 3 to 4 times consecutively. And I'm promising you, if you would just inhale a new start and exhale all the BS that has you frustrated, you too can change the atmosphere around you. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale and hold it, hold it, hold it. Now exhale, 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 exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times in the right formation. And I'm promising you, whatever has you frustrated will slowly lose its power and you can reclaim your time. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent that I get the opportunity to do tonight.
You know, me.
Now, over the weekend, we saw what was going on in Virginia. And it put me in a very, 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 very difficult space because how do we, I come from a Bible of love. I come from a place of love. I can recognize love and I can recognize hate. I can recognize hate more easily because I've been showered with love my entire life. You feel what I'm talking about? From my family to my friends, from school systems, teachers, instructors, just people. I've been showered with love my entire life. So I can identify hate when it pops its ugly head up. Off top, it just is something I can identify. And this weekend, it was just filled with hate. And I'm sitting up here with kings in training, little queens in training. I'm talking about nieces and nephews who are looking for answers, who are looking confused. And I still got to talk about love when it's a whole bunch of hate going on. And so even when I got ready to do the show, I was considering going on this angry rant about white people and not just white people. For the crackers that are up in Virginia and they're active and they saying what they saying and they doing what they doing, I still had to realize that even in the midst of my anger, even in the midst of my frustration, still got to operate in love. Now, that doesn't stop me from going to the gun range on August the 24th in Forest Park, Georgia, where you two are invited to come to be prepared because I will shoot you in love as well when I identify your hate. But I had to realize that I had to believe in something that pushes me to my destiny opposed to believing in something that's making me feel a certain type of way. And I have confidence in God. I have confidence in me. And I have confidence in the process that this situation will get better. It has no choice but to get better. Love will win over hate, even if I got love for my gun. Meet me at the gun range because we getting prepared regardless of what hate comes your way. But we're going to love over hate regardless. And I'm just confident that this thing is going to work out. Better days are yet to come. Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. This is my favorite part of the show, where we get to be inspirational before we turn up. Turn up is always real in the candy shop. And coming up in a matter of minutes at the 3:30 time slot, my girl Olivia Anthony is making her way into the candy shop to discuss her amazing new streetwear that's available for purchase right now. But before we continue with the show, it's only right that I uplift you, and the only way that I know how. This song has been on my mind, and I have to take it back. She has new music, but this is one of my favorite records by her. It's Tasha Cobbs with Confidence. But I got confidence that God is going to work this thing out, and we have to believe in something and have confidence in something that's going to push us to our destiny, opposed to meeting hate with hate. Here's Tasha Cobbs with Confidence right here live in the Kenny Shop.
Faith in you, Lord, I trust your word is true. No matter the circumstance, my life is in your hands. I've got confidence, so much confidence in you. I've got confidence, so much confidence. So much confidence in you. I know.
Tasha Cobb over here in the candy shop. That was Confidence, and we just wrapped up the Voices in My Head. And I just have confidence that this thing is going to work out in Charlottesville, in Greenville, and Yorkville over here in the candy shop. The thing has no choice but to work out. So we got to believe in something that pushes us to our destiny. We can't fight fire with fire. Oh, but baby, we going to fight. Tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the candy shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you, too, can join the fun. I'm super excited. Major salute once again to everybody who's watching on Facebook Live. I really, really appreciate you. You can do so by hitting me up, Kenya Kardashian, and staying plugged into the fun so that you, too, can be turned up with us in the candy shop as well. I got to send a major shout out to every single person who has made it their business to go out and purchase their social media CEO t-shirts. You can do so. Hit me up in my inbox. I definitely want to see you in it. Shout out to all my people who are proud of their shirts, rocking them, wearing them each and everywhere they go. I'm just excited. And to be completely honest, shout out to Chardon Reynolds. She's checking in with us on Facebook. She's a big supporter of the candy shop and absolutely everything that I do. Since this process started with releasing the book as well as releasing the shirt, I've been apologizing to God on the daily, just more so apologizing for the fact that for the longest I was holding myself up from him blessing me. I was holding up my blessing, and I'm so glad that he looked beyond me. He allowed me to get out my way, and now he's blessing me with this book, and I'm super excited that you guys are receiving it. I'm super excited that you guys are getting your t-shirts. I'm super excited that you guys are seeing Candy Shop. I'm super excited that you guys are rocking out with me. In just a matter of minutes, the beautiful and talented Miss Olivia Anthony is making her way in the Candy Shop as we discuss how she went from Alabama State University to Teen Vogue. This is a conversation you definitely don't want to miss. So tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. The Brown Skin Empire series has been absolutely amazing, and I can't believe we're on our 16th installment, and I'm super excited to continue to grow with you guys. We're 5 years in this thing. I don't think you heard me, honey. I said we 5 years in this thing, and so I'm super excited to steady y'all. I'm super excited to steady be received. I'm super excited that you guys are rocking with us. And to make sure that this 5 years does not go out without a bang, join me August the 22nd. I'm going to be at Dugan's, 777 Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta for my birthday. We celebrate my 29th birthday. It's $2 Tuesdays. I'm all about fun, inexpensive, good times. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going into your bill money. You don't have to wear no certain attire. You can wear whatever you want to wear. Be comfortable. Be free. Just come out, have drinks. We party, and we rocking out, and that's it. That's going down August the 22nd at Dugan's on Ponce Avenue in Atlanta. On my actual birthday, I kind of had it closed off to my friends, but after Charlottesville, it's necessary that we all meet up at the gun range. We're going to Range Guns and Safe in Forest Park, Georgia. You can check out my social media. They actually have on Thursday what they call a date night, so two people can shoot for $30. So for $30, that includes your eyewear, your ear protection, two targets. The guy said you can rent any gun that you prefer. You just have to buy the ammo for that gun, and two people for $30. So for my birthday, we are getting prepared for what is almost looking like the inevitable. But we got confident that that thing is going to work out. But on my birthday, August the 24th, I definitely want to just get us in a better place. Friday, August the 25th, we are Team Tasha Cobb, really to the core. Tasha Cobb, we're going to her album release party. It's at the Dream Center Church in Atlanta. It's absolutely free. It kicks off at 7:30. You guys can join me for that. And on Sunday, August the 27th, we will wrap up the celebration by actually celebrating the five-year anniversary at church. So definitely come join me at Center of Hope. Dr. Dallas E. Wilson is going to be in the building. He always provides a great word. Church starts at 10:30. That's 492 Roy Huey Road in Riverdale, Georgia. So we on the south side, and we all throughout the city. So join me Tuesday, Dugan's. On my birthday, we at the gun range. Friday, we chilling with Tasha Cobb at Dream Church. And then Sunday, we going to church together. So I appreciate all of you guys for rocking out with me and helping me celebrate my birthday. Shout out to all the sponsors of the candy shop who make this thing possible each and every Monday. But I'm super excited because in a matter of minutes, a young lady who is doing crazy things is making her way into the candy shop, and it's a conversation that you definitely do not want to miss. She has a lot popping off. She went from Alabama State University to Teen Vogue, and I'm going to tell you why. But before she steps in the building, it's only right that you prepare for the glow up. Here's Drake and Kanye West with Glow Up. Next, Miss Olivia Anthony makes her way into the candy shop for Brown Skinned Empires, the 16th installment. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log in.
Watch out for me, I'm about to glow. You better watch out for me, I'm about to glow. Your boy all glowed up. Every time we touch down, better go up. Remember doing shows, ain't nobody show up. Pull your heart out, ain't nobody show love. They used to laugh when my whip was on a tow truck. Till me and being broke finally broke up.
Watch out for me, I'm about to
time to shake
glow.
The die, time to change the lie. No more 9 to 5, autopilot dry. Used to work the fries, now we super side. We gon' suit and tie, we gon' touch the sky. We so certified, we so certified. Fuck you haters still, that's an FYI. They gon' bang this here all summertime.
Watch out for me, I'm about to glow.
Yeah. Turn me way up, my voice is really low. Yeah.
Watch out,
watch out. Why, nigga? The cops out, cops out.
It's all up when I ride top down.
Top down.
I started our way down.
Started
low.
From the bottom, now we here now.
Watch out for me, I'm about to glow.
We about to get the whole nine, the whole nine. We just landed on a gold mine. We the new Abu Dhabi, this is our time.
Watch out for me, I'm about to glow. I just take the dreams I've been sold and sell them for more, you already know. Watch out for me, I'm about
hope
to glow.
Hope I deal with karma for my son, dude. Cause I be driving around in beer with no sunroof. Man, the glow got me feeling like I'm gunproof.
Watch out for me, I'm about to glow. I still have my guard up. Blame this thing I'm part of. Trying to avoid more confrontation. I just gotta try harder. Taking the time to clear my mind. Cause soon as I'm able to let that go.
Watch out for me, I'm bound to glow.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
Candy Shop. It's the Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost
Shay,
cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
It's a super happy Monday here in the Candy Shop, the 16th installment of one of my favorite series. Since I've been in the Candy Shop, it has been a pleasure to speak to some of my favorite people, play some of my favorite music, but the greatest honor has been able to highlight some of the hottest brown-skinned empires. You don't know what a brown-skinned empire is? It's an African-American business owner, and I'm super excited to bring and welcome into the Candy Shop is a young lady who I actually got the chance to witness the glow of. Olivia Anthony, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, queen?
I'm feeling so good. Thank you for bringing me on. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. There's like that. My heart is just overwhelmed right now. So before we go any further, I just want to thank you for an amazing conversation. We got a lot to discuss.
Yes, we do.
First, congratulations. How do you feel right now? Live Streetwear is available for purchase right now. You are already tipping to the post office, making shipments. I mean, I'm pretty sure the server done broke by 50 times. How does this moment feel for you right now, Jimmy?
Oh, it feels so good. All I can just say is I can just thank God, because it's just been such a long journey. You know, I've been selling T-shirts since Alabama State. So for it to just, like, get to this point where I'm actually, like, in full-on production and, like, you know, actually everybody, like, in America and, like, even around the world can, like, wear my stuff and, like, you know, get a chance to live, like, through me is amazing. Like, I really feel so good at this moment. So it's crazy.
I am super excited for you. You started something that most people only dream of, and it went from beyond a dream to you actually living out the dream. So for you to be in this place, I'm excited for you. And congratulations in advance for absolutely everything that's about to happen for you. Now, Live Streetwear is available right now. It's under the umbrella of the house of Olivia Anthony.
Exactly.
For those who may not know who you are, what is the house of Olivia Anthony? What is Live Streetwear? Who is Olivia Anthony?
So I feel like House Olivia Anthony is definitely a brand that is for the type of person that likes to live out loud. They like to, like, set trends and not follow them. They like to, you know, break barriers and, like, use, like, bold colors and, like, all, like, things that's not of the norm. And so that kind of reflects the type of person that I am. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I moved up to New York City 4 years ago. And, you know, growing up, I've always been the type of person that kind of just stands out. And I used to, you know, kind of get made fun of, but it just kind of came full circle because it just gives me a chance to have a vessel and a brand that, you know, kind of is an example of that. So that's basically what I and my brand is. So, yeah. Live your life.
Let's speak about it out loud. That's what I'm talking about. And living out loud, being bold, and being confident are just some of the things that come to mind when I think about you, because you went from Alabama to New York. Let's speak about the process of when you said, okay, baby, I'm about to take my talents to Manhattan. Like, I'm going up north. Like, how did you get to the point where you said this vision has to go to a place where the world can see it?
Right. It was honestly the day I graduated, I went back home to Birmingham, and I went out with, like, my best friends. And I literally broke down crying because I was just like, I can't stay in Birmingham. I just felt like I had to go to a place that, like, you know, they say in New York, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And I just felt like my heart was just there. And when I came here, everything wasn't easy. It really broke me down to, like, almost to, like, to the point where I was like, oh, should I go back home? You know, I was living on my profile couch for, like, 5 months, and then I was just working retail. But, you know, I just really felt like I had a dream that was a vision from God, and I just really wanted to, like, put it out there. So I just really didn't take no for an answer. And so it really just got me to, like, this point, you know. And I'm just really, really excited about it. And I just feel like it's so much more to, you know, show and to do. So I'm just excited for everybody to see it.
The great thing that I love about this series is because it allows people to just listen how people had to just do it and how they had to fight through it and the obstacles they had to overcome. From Alabama State University, from Birmingham, Alabama, to saying, okay, I'm about to move to New York, fighting through all the adversity that you had to fight through, then seeing yourself in Team Vogue. How was the moment? Like, what went through your head, like, just reading the article of you in Team Vogue and then having a history rug that was a magazine that you used to read?
Right. It just shows that, like, anything that I want, I can get it if I put my mind to it, like, and speak it into the universe and just really putting it out there. Because I like you know, I've been reading Teen Vogue, or you may not know, I've been reading Teen Vogue since I was like a little girl. That was one of the first magazines I ever started to read. And so when that moment came and I was actually like at a restaurant by myself, I had just got done editing photos with one of my friends, and the editor was like, it's up. And it's such a hard, like, feeling to explain, but it was just overjoyed and just so much like, okay, you can do anything. It was more just like reinsurance, you know? And I couldn't ask for like a beautiful article. Like, they really like described me and my brand like at its best. So, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing.
And congratulations to you. I'm sure there are so many more to come, and I'm super excited to be sharing this moment with you as well. If you guys are just tuning in, Olivia Anthony is here in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/setyourneighbor, or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. Liv Streetwear is out there, and I mean, it's giving you early 90s to early 2000s.
Yes.
Like, you're really, really taking it back. I mean, it's just, you're just making people feel real bold. What has the response been so far now that Liv Streetwear is available for purchase around the world?
It's been really, 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 really good. Like, I really could not ask for a better response. And just, you know, I really can't just describe how, like, happy I am with just everything. You know, I keep saying it over and over again, but the response has been really good. It's more than I ever thought it would be. And I'm pretty sure it's because some people have been following me on my journey, you know, since Alabama State. So for them to actually get a chance to go on the computer and buy it and, you know, feel a part of it, it just, it's beautiful to them and me, you know? So it's just like we're all in it together because they've seen the journey of it coming from T-shirts to actual, like, overalls and sweatpants and stuff like that. So it's been really good. I'm really happy.
Speaking of support, oftentimes we get in this thing and we have in our mind somewhere we're convinced that the world gets it. Most importantly, we are convinced that the people around us gets it. How do you handle those moments when the people you thought were going to be the biggest supporters aren't making as much noise? Or how do you handle those moments when it's looking like, wait a minute, is this the right decision? What do you do when you get discouraged?
Wow, that's a really good question. And that's typically how it is, you know. But how I put my mindset is this: if one person is a supporter, and if that one person feel like I could do it, I should do it for just that one person, or do it for myself. You know, sometimes we feel like we need reinsurance for our friends and our family and stuff like that, but you can only live your life. So you only, you know, you only have to encourage yourself, and just if one person is inspired, that's all you need. You know what I mean? Like, that's the ultimate goal in life. It's just to, you know, be able to touch one person and, you know, more importantly, inspire yourself. Like, if you have a goal, don't stop until you finish it, and you're going to hear a lot of no's, and you may not, you know, get the response that you think you're going to get, but the people who continue to, like, go and don't let anything stop them, eventually everybody will join it, and, you know, it will be a success. So I just encourage everybody, you know, even if it comes off slow at first, or the people around you don't really support you, but they say they do, but they're kind of like behind the curtains, like waving a flag, just keep on going, because if you keep on going, they'll eventually see that what you see, the vision, you know? So that's what
that is definitely
that.
That's also a part of you guys, the brand goal, to inspire people, that it's one thing to go through life, but it's another thing to live it. And, baby, you are definitely living your life now. What is the overall goal? What do you want from this? Do you want to be across seas? Do you want your clothes in stores? Like,
yes.
What is the vision that you have for the house of Olivia Anthony?
Ultimately, everything. I definitely want to have like a showroom in Tokyo and in London. And definitely in Alabama. You know, I definitely want to go back and like plant seeds and just show, you know, that you can come home and you can, you know, do well in the South. You know, and just do Fashion Week and have, you know, ultimate shows. It's like, I just want to be worldwide, and I just want everybody to have a chance to live. And I want my children's children's children to be able to benefit off this company. So that's the ultimate goal.
That's definitely what's up. So to go from visions inside your head to actually on people's bodies, I know that has to be an amazing feeling to just see everything manifest. There's a lot of things that are manifesting. Earlier in the show, we spoke about what's going on in Charlottesville. How do you feel about the current day situations that we are facing? And what is your take on Charlottesville, President Trump, things that are not being said? How do you feel about it, girl?
I just, honestly, it makes me sad, but it's also crazy because I feel like we're living in a big part of history that, you know, our kids and like people from years from now are going to be able to read. So it's just, it's crazy to be involved in that because I never thought we would see this again. But it just also helps me to show that, like, you know, it's good to zoom in what's in front of you and just inspire, you know, inward out. You know, you can't take over the world and you can't, like, you know, conquer all the problems. But if you start with yourself and, you know, you stay true to what you're trying to do to spread out to the world, it could, you know, it could touch somebody. It could benefit somebody. You know, fashion is for all shapes and colors. And so, you know, you just never know what people can take from your personal message. So it just reminds me that, like, you know, time is short. Going back to, like, living your life to the fullest and just making sure that when you leave here, your message is, you know, shown. And just try to, like, spread positivity because, you know, everybody, it starts with you. You know, if you're upset and you, you know, it's a lot of racist things going on, but if you show that back, it kind of, like, reflects on the type of person that you are. So just also just starting with self and just, like, I just try to stay focused on, like, my own world and what's in front of me and, like, just try to, like, spread that, you know? And hopefully it'll get to other cities and states. But it's truly sad. Like, I just every time I turn on the news, like, especially living in New York, I hate watching the news because it's just too close for comfort, you know? It's just scary, so I try not to focus too much on it.
That angelic voice that you're hearing is the CEO, visionary, creator of the House of Olivia Anthony. Liv Streetwear is available right now for purchase. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you, too, can stay plugged into the fun. Now, you are a product of an HBCU, the prestigious, profound, and newly renovated Alabama State University. And I'm super excited to see you glowing and winning. What were some of the lessons that you took from your college days that helped you survive those jungle streets of New York?
Oh, my goodness. Like, hustling and just, like, because I started my brand at Alabama State, it just taught me, you know, just so much. Like, especially, like, pledging. I feel like pledging, you use some of those same, you know, problems like, okay, well, I have to show the girls that I'm interested, and that's just how the fashion industry is, and, oh, I can't take things so personal, like, when somebody's, like, chopping your head off, you know, because you're, like, running errands for, like, a stylist or something, so it definitely taught me to have thicker skin, and just social skills, because, you know, I felt like Alabama State was basically, like, networking, you know, you're meeting new people, and you learn about different walks of life. So, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot. I'm so happy that I went to Alabama State University. Like, and the support was there, you know, selling T-shirts literally out of my car and people supported me. Like, yeah. I will never forget that. And then definitely being a part of, like, elite models and, like, becoming, like, a stylist there. So shout out to Dorikius and JD. Like, you know, they brought me in because they saw something in me. They saw that I could dress and, you know, styling the models and, like, having my own scene in the show, it got me ready for, you know, my own photo shoots and my own concepts. And, like, so it's just crazy, like, how you're going through something and you never know it's preparing you for something so bigger. And it's just crazy. So I ultimately thank Elite and the team and just, like, my friends that supported me and, like, just the whole experience because it definitely plays a big part in everything that I do now. So, yeah.
That is definitely what's up. Now, for those who may walk in just at the tail end of your career and they see the glow up right now and they think it's super easy because, sweetie, you make it look easy, what do you say to that up-and-coming designer or that young lady or young man who looks at you and you're their role model? Like, what do you say to them in regards to stepping out on their dreams and making it a reality?
Right. I definitely feel like stepping out on faith is like the biggest thing for me. Like, since I like quit my job and like literally focused on just my career, God has really been showing through. And that, I think people think we live in a microwave kind of like generation where we see everything on Instagram. So we think, oh, they automatically became this person overnight. Like, you're going to get a lot of no's. You're going to, you know, everything's not going to come easy. You might have to go through the back door if the front door is closed. But if you're focused and you have a vision and you stick to it, just ultimately know, like, you're going to get through the door. You know, you just have to stay true to yourself and stay humble and keep working hard at it and just knowing that, you know, the man doesn't have control over your life. Something higher does. So if God gives you a vision at night, then that means it was for you. And the hardest thing you can do is just get up and work towards it. I feel like people live in fear to the point where they don't even try to chase their dreams because they already feel like they already failed. So the biggest step is just to jump off and start working and continue to do it. So, yeah.
Thank you. And that, you are living proof of that because you keep doing it. You keep wowing people. You're really putting on for the South. You make it look easy. You really, really make it look effortless, not only to create and design, but you make it look effortless to network. I mean, just to see your clothing on the individuals in New York who are rocking it and then to see how serious you're taking it. How important was it for you to make sure that your image was on point, important in regards to how you have a website, how your promos are very professional and crisp and clean? How important was it for you to take the vision serious so that people could take it serious?
It was very important for me because I'm a visionary. So, like, when I dream at night, like, I don't want people to not see everything that I'm thinking. So if I feel like if it's half-assed, then I don't want to put it out there, you know? Like, with my streetwear, like, bringing it back, because it was ultimately, I was focused on House of Olivia Anthony, so when I brought it back, I wanted people to really understand the message, which is my love letter to the culture, and that it was inspired by Freaknik, and so I really wanted to, you know, wrap that around it. Yeah, and then when it comes down to my website, like, I want people, when they go onto that world, that they enter in my world. So it took a while. It took a lot of trials and, like, me going back and forth with my web designer, but everything that I do, and I feel like if you do it, if you move like, oh, everything I do, I want it done correctly, and I don't want to rush it because a lot of people try to like rush things just because they're trying to meet a deadline. But if you ultimately feel like it's not you and it's not coming across how you would want it to come across, then I would, you know, just take your time. And that's what I just try to remember myself because I'm such a, I like to step down quick and I just like always want to go to the next thing, but like I try to patience myself and make sure that everything is done correctly and it really represents me well. So hopefully everybody feels that way.
Right. You are slaying, mama. Make sure you guys log on to oliviaanthony.com right now just to see what I'm talking about. It's lit. Seriously.
Hey.
But before we get out of here, I definitely won't hold you much longer. And I really appreciate you for hanging out with me in the candy shop. Major congratulations
in advance.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you. And like moments like this is what makes it worth it.
You don't understand. Like when it was coming, I literally almost like had a tear because this is crazy to me. Like I'm just so proud of you. Like ultimately, this
thank
is
you.
Only
you
going to get
so
bigger
crazy.
And bigger.
With stuff like this, you know how, like, we would see how all of a sudden Ja Rule knew 50 Cent before the beef, or you'll have those moments where you see Jada Pinkett and Tupac and how they knew each other, and then you see their career later on, and just to go throughout life and have these moments where it's kind of like, we doing the same thing that they're doing, so it's just, like, so awesome. Before you get out of here, and I'm pretty sure the answer is no, Do you have any regrets? Would you have done anything differently? Would you have packed up and went to New York earlier? Would you have never stopped to live streetwear and brought it back? Like, do you have any regrets about the process that you're going through right now?
And ultimately, like you said, no. I feel like you're writing a story. So if you don't go through one thing, it won't prepare you for the next, which ultimately it would happen. So I love every step that I go through. I'm still going through steps, and I'm just ultimately I'm writing a bigger story that, you know, could inspire the next person. So I'm happy that I went through the certain things I went through, and it made me stronger, and it made me prepare for something that I haven't even reached yet. Just how Alabama State prepared me for something that I'm at right now. So I don't regret anything at all.
Well, I appreciate you for hanging out with me here in the Candy Shop today. Once again, congratulations in advance for just being the mogul fashion designer that you're going to be. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can follow you on social media. Let them know about the website, and most definitely let them know how they can purchase their very own Live Streetwear.
Perfect. So you can follow Live Streetwear is at LIV, no E, Streetwear. And then you can also follow House of Olivia Anthony. And then our website is www.oliviaanthony.com. You could click on the shop and shop till you drop, and everything is there. And we're getting some new stuff next month, so just make sure you check it out.
I appreciate you so much. And once again, congratulations in advance for rocking out with us. Like I said, this is only the beginning.
Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing. And when you get a talk show and everything, I need to be on it.
Of course. You are officially a friend of the Candy Shop. So anything you need from us, consider it done. And I love you, Queen. Thank you so much for rocking with me.
I love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and continue to have a great week, Mama.
You too. Bye.
Shout out to Olivia Anthony. Make sure you guys support absolutely everything Live Streetwear, House of Olivia Anthony, oliviaanthony.com. Support the movement. Support our queens. Support our kings. You see them doing things. Support it. Even like, just support it. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be a dollar. Sometimes you don't have to buy it. You can repost and you can share. You can go and make a positive review. You can give positive feedback. When somebody asks you, I learned this from Sherdun. If somebody asks you about the product and the person gave you a discount, don't tell the person about the discount or the hookup that you received. Allow that person to flourish their business and let you be a walking billboard. There are so many ways to support and spend your dollar if you have it. Just support, 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 support. If we don't support each other, who else is going to do it? I'm glad to be back in the Candy Shop. When I tell you the first 6 months of 2017 were horrible, but I declared in June that the last 6 months were going to be amazing, and I'm super excited that I get to share it with you guys. We 5 years in this thing, and I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Definitely make sure that you guys save the date, mark your calendars. August 22nd, Tuesday, meet me at Dugan, 777 Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. We're celebrating my birthday. It's $2 Tuesdays. Good, inexpensive fun. $2 Tuesdays, drinks, wings. I'm coming off my fast, so you know I'm getting it in. I'll be shaving. I will be very, very cunt, so you definitely don't want to miss the glow up. On my birthday, August 24th, meet me at the gun range. Details are on my page. Friday, August the 25th, we're kicking it at the Dream Center Church, Tasha Cobb, album release. And then on August 27th, on that Sunday, come and worship with me. We have in church. That's how I want to celebrate my five-year anniversary. We are going to church together, and I want you guys to join me. So definitely check out all my social media, at KenyaTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. And definitely stay plugged into everything Theme Candy Shop. It's our five-year anniversary, and we're celebrating all month long. Shout-out to Olivia Anthony. Major salute to Team Candy Shop, Jay Wright, Benji Vanderpump, DJ Bobby Quest, Vike, well, Masterminds. I don't want to give out his government. So always holding me down. Of course, Miss Taylor, and I will never forget Pastor James A. Turner Jr. For holding us down. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. I will see you guys next Monday. If you're on Facebook, log on to Facebook right now. We're going to continue the party, but it's only right that we just had the CEO of House of Olivia Anthony that you guys are formally invited to come into the house. Here's a throwback. It's Queen Latifah. Come into my house. Make sure you guys support the House of Olivia Anthony. I will see you next Monday right here in the Candy Shop.
Still I rise and I symbolize wisdom. I hope the lyrical display has you aroused. It's an open invitation.